free and easy down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The gunman in yesterday's New York City skyscraper mass shooting was a surveillance department employee at the Horseshoe Las Vegas Casino Hotel. That confirmed by the company. Sources tell ABC News a note found in Shane Chimura's pocket mentioned the brain illness CTE. This person works in a nearby office building.
From the building, you just see people running. That's what it was. People inside the building were saying that they heard someone, they thought someone fell down the stairs, and then they realized it wasn't just stairs, it was someone shooting a gun.
Four people were killed, another injured. The gunman shot himself to death. Prices will go up on many items next month, says the maker of Old Spice, Tampax, Tide, Bounty, and more. Procter & Gamble says it imports many materials from China, and it's trying to reduce costs, but with tariffs, costs are up by $1 billion. Union Pacific says it and Norfolk Southern are moving ahead with a merger to create America's first transcontinental railroad. This is ABC News. More supermarkets are now using digital ads, meaning the price you pay for a particular grocery item can change several times per day. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
It's fueling fears of surge pricing. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bob Casey have sent a letter to Kroger warning the labels could be used to squeeze consumers to increase profits. But the company insists the labels won't be used for surge pricing. Companies say the tags help cut back on time-consuming labor. Walmart says it used to take 2 full days to update prices across the store. With digital tags, just minutes.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. A new payment option from PayPal. The company is asking smaller American companies to accept more than 100 cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin and Trump coin. Businesses can opt into the new system in the coming weeks, and it says the availability will expand later on this year. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More and more sunshine today, but still hot and humid. High temperatures spike to the upper 80s, and it'll really be feeling more like the mid-90s. Got a chance for a spotty shower or a brief thunderstorm early this evening, otherwise holding off on rain until tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 78 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A proposed GOP bill would put a cap on UW system tuition hikes. Ted Allen has more.
Republican state legislators Senator Andre Jacques of DePere and Representative David Murphy of Greenville aim to keep tuition and fee increases for in-state undergrads at levels no greater than the previous year's inflation rate. Their proposal comes 2 weeks after the UW Board of Regents voted to raise tuition for the third consecutive year after a 10-year tuition freeze. Murphy tells the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that he found two other times in Wisconsin history when a tuition freeze was lifted and fees were substantially increased in the following years.
Be careful outside today. It is both hot and smoky. The Department of Natural Resources has put an air quality alert in effect through Thursday afternoon for all of Wisconsin. Be sure to wear a mask or an air filter if you're spending an extended time outside. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durant. Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. The cleanup continues today after severe storms moved through western Wisconsin. Trees were reported down across the entire area after storms with 70-mile-an-hour winds moved through late last night. Thousands were without power for most of the night. Crews are continuing to repair downed power lines. No injuries were reported. Cooler weather is now expected for the rest of the week. Riverside Park in Durand now has power thanks to a donation from Blues on the Chippewa. Durand Mayor Patrick Mellern says the underground power would be available for other future events as well.
So we now have power down there. So that's nice. Maybe because we'll have it for other events also. And again, it helps the Blues. First of all, we thank them for the donation, but it helps them because less generators. They're able to have direct power. This way you don't have to. I know that last year, because of the power situation, that when they moved down there, they had to get extra generators. And
Blues on the Chippewa is Thursday through Saturday at Riverside Park. Another text scam to report. Wabasha police are reporting incidents of residents receiving a text claiming that the person has an outstanding traffic ticket in the state of Minnesota. The text claims that if the ticket is not paid, then it will be reported to the DMV and the person would lose driving privileges and the vehicle registration would be suspended. Wabasha police say this is nothing more than a scam. If you receive this text, block the number and delete the text. A nationwide warrant has been issued for a former Hudson coach accused of sexually assaulting a student. Chase Wayne Madison was charged Friday with child enticement, sexual assault of a child by a person who works with children, and exposing a child to harmful material. According to authorities, Madison was the head strength and conditioning coach for Hudson High School from 2017 to 2019. He worked with Catalyst Sports Medicine, which was contracted to provide strength and conditioning coaches to the Hudson School District. A 23-year-old woman recently came forward to tell authorities she had a sexual relationship with Madison when she was 16. She said that she was a student athlete and Madison was her coach who helped her rehab after an injury. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day in-person or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
Authorities are offering more details on a weekend boat explosion in Prescott. That incident happened Saturday at the Miscroy Yacht Harbor. The Wisconsin DNR reports that the boat was at the fuel dock when its operator unsuccessfully tried to start the engine twice. On the third try, the engine exploded, throwing 11 into the Mississippi River. No serious injuries were reported. The Durand, Arkansas School District is continuing the design phase of the new early learning child care center with Durand Builders. Durand, Arkansas Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the district hopes to break ground on the center this fall.
Hoping to finalize some design elements here over the course of the next handful of weeks to month. And then there's a permitting process that we have to go through, obviously, with the city and the state to ensure that everything meets the expectations and code requirements, and then hoping to start construction later this fall.
The new center is expected to be open by fall of 2026. Eau Claire police are investigating after a pickup truck was recovered from the Chippewa River. Authorities were contacted yesterday by a fisherman reporting they spotted a vehicle submerged near the Riverview boat landing. The truck was found to be unoccupied. Police are now working to find its owner. The case against a La Crosse man charged in the stabbing death of his roommate is moving forward. Investigators say that John Stumlin killed Daniel Riordan and hid his body. Stumlin was arrested last summer and has been receiving treatment at the Mendota Mental Health Institute. A judge on Monday ruled that the defendant is now competent to stand trial and assist in his own defense. Stumlin's next hearing is scheduled for August 20th. In Clark County, police say a suspect has confessed to a number of recent thefts. Neillsville police were contacted on July 22nd by residents reporting that someone had gained entry to their unlocked vehicles and stole items from the inside. 24-year-old Brandon King has since been arrested and is being held in the Clark County Jail as prosecutors consider possible charges. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay and Associates. A fish story that's hard to believe, but true. Albert Cutler of Oconomowoc says he and his family were driving home from church Sunday morning when a fish grasped by a bald eagle flying over Cutler's truck near Okachi Lake fell from the eagle's talons. Cutler said he then heard a thud. and found when he got home a 15-inch largemouth bass was lodged in one of the truck's fog lamps. The unexpected catch was pulled from the truck with a hockey stick and is in a bag in the family's refrigerator because Cutler says he doesn't know what to do with it. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really? I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait 1 sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, pay off via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More and more sunshine today, but still hot and humid. High temperatures spike to the upper 80s, and it'll really be feeling more like the mid-90s. Got a chance for a spotty shower or a brief thunderstorm early this evening, otherwise holding off on rain until tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 78 degrees.
Wisconsin Badgers open training camp workouts at UW-Platteville today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Coming off a 5-7 record a year ago, defensive back Ricardo Hallman says they've got a chip on their shoulders.
Yeah, 100%. Huge chip on our shoulder. We know, obviously, that wasn't the representation that we want to put out last year, going 5-7. We know we're much better than that. So I think throughout this year, Coach Fickell has been kind of reiterated it, and throughout our team and our meetings, just that complimentary football aspect and just trying to make sure we're as working together as a unit as we can.
Packers working for a third straight day today before getting a day off tomorrow. Kicker Brandon McManus off to a good start. He went 8-for-8 yesterday, made all 23 of his field goal tries in the first week and a half of training camp. Brewers send Quinn Priester to the mound tonight against Colin Ray. The Crew beat the Cubs 8-4 in their series opener last night, clubbing 3 home runs in the Milwaukee victory. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start August 13th. An accredited state university, University of Maryland Global Campus, offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits towards a master's. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shea.
Hamlin extends with JGR. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Hey, NASCAR fans, would you like to win a brand new vehicle? Enter to win a Black Widow Chevy Silverado from Fox Factory Vehicles and help kids in our local racing communities. Donate just $25 to the NASCAR Foundation for your chance to win. Four-phase winners will also win a VIP experience to the Coke Zero Sugar 400 in Daytona.
We're underway in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona.
Visit NASCARFoundation.org/2025-car-giveaway to enter.
Under the Saturday night lights at Richmond, there's no place to hide. Tight turns, tempers flaring. When the sun goes down and the sparks fly, dreams of the playoffs live or die in prime time. Three nights, three races, one shot at the best weekend of your summer. You better not miss it. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 14th through the 16th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
Denny Hamlin announced over the weekend that he has signed a contract extension with Joe Gibbs Racing for the next two NASCAR Cup Series seasons. Hamlin has been with the team since his very first Cup start in 2005. He says he's in a good place to commit for another few years.
And so a lot of it is, you know, can you physically hold up? Can you mentally hold up? And then, you know, does it remain super high on the priority life list? And for me, it still does.
Hamlin is currently fourth in the Cup Series standings, heading to the Iowa Speedway this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The last thing you want is for the water to run out when you're all soaped up in the shower. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. When you're planning a private well, it's important to be sure it'll meet your water demands as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
The average American family uses 75 to 150 gallons of water per day. If you have teenagers who like long showers, it's even more. Property owners who drill a private well have to be sure it'll provide enough water on a daily basis to meet their needs. Steve Wilson is a groundwater hydrologist at the University of Illinois. He says a local professional well driller who has experience with other wells in the same aquifers will have a good idea if yours will be adequate. You can also check with your state's geological survey.
Those folks will have an idea because when a driller puts in a well, they usually test pump it and put a rate and say, you know, we pumped this for 2 hours at 15 gallons a minute, and the static level was 10 feet and the pumping level was 25. And from that, you can get an idea of what kind of supply you might be getting and what might be available.
The well flow rate has to be capable of providing the total quantity of water needed every day in your household. A minimum of 10 gallons per minute is recommended for a two-bedroom, two-bath home. Larger homes and families will need more, and if you plan on watering gardens and livestock, this will also have to be calculated in. Wilson says when an aquifer pumps less than a few gallons per minute, water storage capacity is very important.
Once you've emptied leave your pressure tank, then your well would kick on and pump water. But if you're taking a shower or running a dishwasher or some of those things, it may take more than 2 or 3 gallons a minute. And so you need to have enough storage for whatever your uses are.
You'll find more tips for planning a drinking water supply and a free online class to help you understand private wells at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
77 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, August and September milk both down 28. August at 1708, September 1751. October down 26 to 1805. November down 11 at 1819. Cheese markets today, barrels up 1 to 163.5. 40-pound blocks steady at 166.75. No trade a barrel, 13 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 250.25, 3 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 128.5, 2 trades on the day. Dryway steady at 54 and no trades on the day. Live cattle markets are moving mostly higher after shaking a downward start on the day. Now, the uptick is enough of a push to lead the contracts to new contract highs. Again, no business has developed yet in the Fed cash cattle market. That's not expected to happen anytime soon. Feeder cattle complex still rocking and rolling as the sky truly remains the limit for the feeder cattle complex right now. Like the live cattle complex, today's advances scoring new all-time highs in most of the nearby contracts. And regarding demand in the countryside, buyers remain so active in the market that Monday's CME feeder cattle index closed at 329.93. Meanwhile, hog markets with cash prices and pork cutout values lower. It doesn't surprise many. The lean hog complex is trending lower. The weakness in the market's fundamentals, mixed with continued pressure being seen in the hog complex, is gravely affecting future prices as well once again today. August live cattle up $1.30 to $229.17. October up $1.07 to $225.85. December up $1.05 to $226.40. August feeder cattle up $2.20 to $335.72. September up $1.75 to $336.30. October up $1.67 to $335.02. August hogs down 87 cents to $107.65. October down $2.20 to $88.67. December down $2.12 to $88.76. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all mostly lower today as USDA updated crop conditions rated the corn crop at 73% good to excellent. That's the best July corn rating since 2016. Soybeans were rated at 70% good to excellent, up 2% from last week. The best rating in July for soybeans since 2020. In addition, the weather forecast calls for mostly favorable weather over the next 2 weeks. Now, wheat markets are lower as the severe weather wasn't as bad as expected. It did not adversely affect the spring wheat crop. September corn down 5.75 to 388. December down 4 to 410. March down 3.5 to 427.75. New crop 26 down 2.75 to 450.75. August beans down 12 to 976.75. September down 7.75 to 9.84.75. November down 7 to 10.04.5. New crop 26 down 5 to 10.54.25. August soybean meal down 2.70 to 2.62.20. August soybean oil, though, up 18 cents to 56.73. Chicago wheat, September down 9 to 529.5. December down 9.5 to 549.25. Minneapolis wheat, September down 4.25 to 577.25. December down 3 to 6 even. Energy markets at the midday are higher. September crude oil up 96 cents to 67.67. October up 91 cents to 66.82. Meanwhile, August gas up 5 cents to 2.18. September up 4 cents to 2.14. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Army worms have shown up in some Wisconsin farm fields. We'll explain coming up.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Army worms have made their way into western Wisconsin. Kevin Hoyer, an agronomist with Melrose Farm Supply, said army worms have hit some fields hard.
I started getting some calls last week from some growers asking me if I'd been hearing about army worms and that they were hearing rumors of it in the neighborhood. And this week the calls got a little bit more concentrated. We went out and did some scouting and lo and behold, yes, army worms have come into areas of western Wisconsin here and are particularly devastating in some localized areas.
Hoyer said army worms have been spreading north and can take over fields quickly, decimating entire crops.
They do move fast, and they originate primarily in your grassier areas on the farm, whether it's hedgerows, fence rows, grassy pastures, waterways, road ditches. The moths fly up or are pushed up from the south in the early spring, lay their eggs on the leaves of the grass in April and May. And every year that changes a little bit depending on how warm of a climate we have at that time period. But as those egg masses hatch on those grasses, the worms migrate out of the grass into your cornfields and they devour quickly. It almost looked like a large animal, large mammal has been in there chewing on the leaves. They take huge chunks out and in no time you can have whole fields disappear on you.
He says there are no early warnings of infestation, but there are telltale signs.
Some of the things that you want to be concerned about or be cognizant of on the farm is, number one, is grass control in your fields. In recent years, there's been a strong push to use cover crops in the fields for various reasons to improve soil organic health, for water holding capacity, for some very positive reasons, using cover crops like winter rye. Unfortunately, winter rye can harbor these armyworm moths. So there's a lot of cultural practices that we look at, one of them being just making sure your fields are clean of grass weeds. Number two can be hybrid selection in the corn. If you're planting a non-GMO corn, there is zero protection to armyworms. Some of the newer hybrids that have BT traits in them to protect against corn borers, corn rootworms, many of those traits also protect against armyworms.
He added that keeping the grass in check around and in the fields will go a long way to combat army worms. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. After 3 decades of leadership, the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute has announced the departure of Margaret Crome from her role as policy director. Crome, who has led the policy program since 1995, will step into an independent policy consulting. Now, the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute has announced that Chuck Andrus has been appointed as the new policy director. UW-Madison Extension is winding down its FoodWise programming amid federal funding cuts. That follows passage of the budget reconciliation bill, which eliminated funding for the National Education and Obesity Prevention Grant Program. FoodWise is one of Wisconsin's 6 SNAP educational implementing programs. It would work with local organizations like schools and food pantries to provide nutrition education to those with limited incomes. UW-Madison Extension says the FoodWise program reaches over 133,000 people, and some employees will be laid off because of the ending of the program. Those funding cuts go into effect on September 30th. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is announcing that they are accepting applications for the 2026 Producer-Led Watershed Grant Program through September 12th. The grants are awarded to producer-led groups to help support and advance producer-led conservation solutions and farmer participation in local watershed conservation efforts. The total program budget for 2026 is $1 million. Eligible groups that apply can receive up to $40,000. The grants aim to help farmers find and promote conservation solutions best suited for their watershed based on topography, soil, types of operations, and other factors that differ among regions in the state. Applicants must be groups of at least 5 farmers whose farms are in the same or adjacent watershed. Each farm must have produced at least $6,000 in gross farm revenue last year or $18,000 over the past 3 years. Each group must partner with a county land conservation department, UW Extension, or a nonprofit conservation organization. Both newly formed and established groups are eligible to apply. For more information, visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website. Last week, a delegation from the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association traveled to Washington to participate in the National Corn Growers Association's annual Corn Congress and meet with federal leaders about issues impacting Wisconsin farm families. These grower leaders took time away from their operations to ensure the voices of Wisconsin farmers were heard at the nation's capital. At Corn Congress, more than 300 corn growers gathered to set the priorities that will guide the National Corn Growers Association's advocacy efforts in the months ahead. Now, throughout the week, Wisconsin members met with the Wisconsin congressional delegation and talked about year-round E15 access and science-based pesticide regulations. In addition to the meetings on Capitol Hill, Wisconsin corn growers also met with representatives from the Canadian embassy to discuss the importance of maintaining a strong U.S.-Canada trade relationship. The July cattle on feed report offered little relief to customers paying higher prices for beef. That's despite the cycle of herd liquidation that seems to be slowly ending. There were 94.2 million cattle and calves in the U.S. as of July 1st, the lowest mid-year number of cattle since 1973. USDA also said the number of animals placed in feedlots for weight gain before being sent to packers plunged to its lowest levels since 2017. Bloomberg said a severe shortage in the world's largest beef-producing country has sent cattle costs soaring, wiping out billions in profits for packers and driving record-high beef prices in U.S. grocery stores. Dr. Darrell Peel at Oklahoma State University says the latest USDA numbers offer little indication of herd rebuilding, or at least it's not very aggressive so far. The number of heifers in feedlots remained mostly stable, Peel told Bloomberg. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Now's the time of year when most propane companies send out contracts for next year. But before you make a commitment, ask yourself, are you happy with the service you received? I mean, it's easy now, but what about during the coldest days of winter? Chippewa Valley Energy provides propane and fuel to over 13 counties in western Wisconsin. Most importantly, Chippewa Valley Energy brings you dependable deliveries with 24-hour service, no matter what the weather. And when it comes to home heat, Chippewa Valley Energy features a scheduled delivery program perfect for today's lifestyle. Visit their Facebook page or website, ChippewaValleyEnergy.com. Your energy choice made easy. Chippewa Valley Energy.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Quiet and dry weather will be the rule in our ag weather forecast. Now, the dry conditions are expected really for the rest of the week into the weekend, along with light winds. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a very slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 82 to 87, relative humidities at 56 to 61%. North winds at 5 to 8, an isolated trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation expected, but about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, lows 60 to 65, relative humidities at 81 to 86%, northeast winds at 5 to 7. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80, relative humidities at 51 to 56%, northeast winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Friday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Sunday and Monday, also partly sunny and a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around her. He makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow if I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong, things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I? Sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
You're not supposed to say the word cancer in a song, and telling folks that Jesus is the answer can rub them wrong. It ain't hip to sing about tractors, trucks, little towns, or mama. Yeah, that might be true, but this is country music, and we do. Do you like to drink a cold one on the weekend and get a little laugh? Do you want to say I'm sorry or I love you, but you don't know how? Do you wish somebody had the nerve to tell that stupid boss of yours to shove it next time he yells at you? Well, this is country music, and we do. So turn it on, turn it up, and sing along. This is real, this is your. Echo of your mother on the phone, crying as she tells you that your brother is not coming home. Well, if there's anyone that still has pride in the memory of those that died defending the old red, white, this is country music, and we do. So turn it on, so turn it up, and sing along. This is real, this is your. This is country music. He stopped loving her today. This is country music. Hello, Bob. This is country music. God bless the USA. This is country music. Amarillo by morning. This is country music. Stand by your name. This is country music. A country boy can survive. This is country
music. Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Mama told her baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really got. Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only seen. But fate's got cards that it don't want to show. And that boy's just a walk-away Joe. Born to be a leaver, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk-away Joe. Just a little while into Abilene, pulls into a station and he robs it clean. She's waiting in the car, oh, underneath the Texaco star. She only wanted love, didn't bargain for this. She can't help but love him for the way he is. She's only 17 and there ain't. She'll ride this ride as far as it can go. Cause that boy's just a walk-away Joe. Born to be a leaver, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk-away Joe. She'll just keep reaching on. For the cold hard truth revealed what I had known. That boy's just a walk away Joe. Born to be a leaver, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's a wrong kind of paradise. But it was just another lesson in life. That boy was a walk away Joe. Ooh, yeah. All he was a walk away Joe. Ooh, a walk away Joe. He was a walk away Joe.
Ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay. You never thrown it in four wheel. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Get your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show you how country feels. Ever watch the sun go down from the bed of a pickup truck? Ever been so into somebody? Still lying there when it comes back up.
what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, parked down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you. Some of this laid on back, kick your shoes off. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back, kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Speaking of the devil, look who just walked in. He knows just where to find me. Here we go again. I can tell he's gonna ask me to dance, but that's not as far as he wants to go. I need 10,000 angels to help me tell him no.
Lead me not in the temptation.
Heaven help me to be strong.
I can fight all that I'm feeling,
but I can't do it alone.
Help me break the spell that I'm under.
Guide my feet and hold me tight. I need 10,000 watching over me tonight. It's time to face my weakness. Look him in the eye. Lord knows it won't be easy, but I've just gotta try. I can't let myself get lost in his arms. That's how I got my heart broke before. I need 10,000 angels to walk me out the door.
Lead me not in the temptation.
Heaven help me to be strong.
I can fight all that I'm feeling,
but I can't do it alone.
Help me break this spell that I'm under.
Guide my feet and hold me tight.
I need 10,000 angels
watching over me tonight. Of me tonight.
too hard to tell what you're insinuating. Well, you think I'm the one who stole her away? And if not for me, she'd still be yours today. A spade, man to man. Tell me the truth, tell me. Were you ever there when she needed you, man to man? Look me in the eye, tell me. If you really loved her, why'd you make her cry? Man to man. Well, who cheated who? You're the one to blame, tell me.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Stevenson. Prices will go up on many items next month, says Procter & Gamble, the giant U.S. company that makes Tide, Crest, Charmin, and more, citing costs from tariffs it pays on imported ingredients. Ghislaine Maxwell, the former Jeffrey